Well, that's the bad news. Now the good news. Noel Edmonds' away day from the Spring Street Theatre in Hull.
Indeed, that's what it says on the invitation. But the only way to survive a series like this, I reckon, is to creep to the locals. So we are, in fact, in Kingston-upon-Hull, East Yorkshire. None of this blooming Humberside nonsense. Yeah, a brief murmur of approval. I'm in immediately. Good morning from Hull. We were in Barnsley last week. We got out alive. And one of my guests today also made the move from Barnsley to live in Hull. He's John Godber. He's 6'2", 16 stone, weightlifter, whose physique has probably little to do with his success as artistic director of the Hull Truck Theatre Company. He's got his hands around my throat now. But he's certainly going to guarantee that I'm going to be extremely polite to him. Now, throughout this Away Day series, we've tried to avoid the species known as MP. This week, we've got two of them. We've got one that comes from Halifax, so he's going to have a rough ride. Austin Mitchell, he's Labour MP for Greater Grimsby. Well, he laughed and nobody booed.
That'll start.
You see, I've been told that the Hull Billies actually hate Grimsby. And last thing at night, they turn out the light and do a V-sign in the general direction of Grimsby. So maybe we'll get some sparks in that area. Jean Rook is with me. She hails from Hull. She's the First Lady of Fleet Street, or the First Bitch of Fleet Street. Neither description bothers her, although the second one troubles me because she's sitting right next to me. Jean Rook, good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for joining us. Is it a pleasure to come back to Hull these days?
It's a shock. It's marvellous. I mean, it really is great. I'm not just saying it. I couldn't find my way in. I mean, all these lights, marvellous roads and all the rest. What they've done in the last 2 years, especially down on the marina, is beyond belief. Because I remember it, I was sort of a little kid in the war. And after the war, when I was at school or at the university and used to come back here, I mean, it was really run down. And I loved it, because you always love your hometown. But I had to admit, you know, it was the end of the railway line and a bit the end of everywhere else. But in the last 2 or 3 years, it's really quite fantastic what they've done.
And how do you think that's come about?
I don't know. I mean, I saw the plans for the marina at some exhibition in London, and I thought, oh, yes, you know, that's what they always say they'll do. And then you come home and it's done. Mm. And it's quite astonishing. I'd like to live back here.
Did you have a happy childhood?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely amazing. I lived in Sutton, and I went to Mallet Lambert School, and it was terrific. I believe it's all vandalised and everything now. You know, like all comprehensive schools. But I loved it, you know, I really loved Hull. I mean, people laugh about Hull and say it smells of fish. God, it does, though, do you know? I drove under the bridge, that marvellous bridge.
It's a great bridge.
Oh, isn't
it
super? I've got a funny story about that. But I drove under that the other night, and I thought, oh, what's that pong? And it was a fair sort of whiff of fish. Now, that bridge, I mean, it's so gorgeous, but just before it was done, they let me on it, and they let me do some interviews in Hull. And I got this lovely postman. And I said, what do you think of the bridge? I said, isn't it? Oh, he said, it's lovely. He said, it's lovely. Mind, he said, I don't know what it's for. So, well, I said, how do you mean? He said, well, you know Bartner number in Lincolnshire, don't you? Because they hate Humberside. Nobody says Humberside if you come around here. It's a good job you said East Yorkshire this morning. So he said, well, you know Bartner number. He said, there's an out there, is there? And he said, you were born in Hull. So he says, it's now there, is it? So he said, when do you think they've charged £90 million to join Nout with Nout? 5 minutes, well, Nout with Nout, it's just to drive over. I was in New York about 3 weeks ago. Makes their bridge look miz, that thing of theirs, beginning with a V. I can't remember what it is, Valper, whatever it is. Can't compare with ours.
Mm. It does pen and ink a bit round here, but presumably that's also down to some of the industry that's around. That's not all about fish.
Oh, when I was a kid, and I'm sure it's the same, Stone Ferry, they've got a oil and cake mills. Yeah. I don't know what they crush there. Do you people, I think. Cool. On a hot day, on a 32 bus, if the windows were open, it was knockout.
Yeah. I was greeted with an amazing sight this morning, because there's a new hotel which we were staying at, which is down as part of this marina development. And there was a beautiful dawn, and there's an old lightship out there, and lots of quite interesting craft in the docks. And you could have been in the most romantic setting in the world, but I was in Hull. Now, clearly they are making great changes, but what are they going to do about the image of the place?
What do you mean about the image of the place? We had Andrew Marvel. We had Wilberforce. I hate this business of old, Ellen Halifax. You're quite wrong about Hull. It's a wonderfully romantic place.